السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. We commenced in the last episode a discussion on the life of أم المؤمنين سيدة جويرية رضي الله عنها. We spoke about how in the fifth year after Hijrah, Medina had become a center of Islam and Islam was spreading. The Banu Khuza'a tribe were sympathetic to the cause of Islam, but one of their branches, the Banu Mustaliq, they were antagonistic. And their leader Harith at that time was very drunk in his power and wealth, and he wanted to attack Madinatul Munawwara. He had a very beautiful daughter, Juwayriyah radiallahu anha. Not only was she beautiful, but she was very intelligent, she was very eloquent. She was married to a rising star from the youth, Musafa bin Safwan. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that these people intended to attack Medina, he sent a sahabi to go and investigate, Buraida bin Hasib radiallahu an. When he came back and confirmed the fears of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam formed his own army and he preempted the strike. A battle took place. The Muslims were victorious. Juwayriyah radiallahu anha's husband Musafa was killed in the battle. And she and her father and many others were captured, and she was given to Thabit bin Qais Ansari. However, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she pled her case and she said, "Look, Ya Rasulullah, I was a princess. It's going to be very difficult for me to lead the life of a slave." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, "If we have you freed, will you be willing to accept Islam? Will you be willing to become part of my household?" Just took her totally by surprise. And she said, "Ya Rasulullah, I will accept this. I'll be happy." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married her after she accepted Islam. And when the Sahaba saw that she was married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they freed all of the slaves that they captured in that particular battle. So she became the source of blessings that resulted in their freedom. We explained how her name was Barra, and how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed it to Juwayriyah. We spoke about her dream also, where she saw the moon coming from the direction of Medina and falling into her lap, and how she hoped that would one day materialize in marriage to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we concluded by saying that that after that, her father and the men and all the others who were freed after she got married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came back later on and they accepted Islam. And therefore, she had a twofold honor now. One is that her actions resulted in her people being freed as slaves. And the other is that her actions then resulted in them embracing Islam. She became a very pious woman. She used to be engrossed for lengthy periods of time in prayer. On one occasion, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left home, he found her lost in meditation. And when he came back in the afternoon, he found that she was in the same position of prayer and supplication. He asked her if she had prayed continuously since he had left. And when she answered in the affirmative, he asked her if she would like to learn four small sentences that could earn her more reward from Allah than the whole morning's prayers. And that's when he taught her, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her the sentences, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, adada khalqi, wa rida nafsi, wa zinada arshi, wa midada kalimati. That how perfect is Allah, and I praise Him by the number of His creation and His pleasure, and by the weight of His throne and the extent of His words. And Juwayriyah radiallahu anha has narrated this incident. It's in Abu Dawood, it's in Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that after leaving her in the morning, he recited the above four sentences three times each. And these sentences earned him more reward from Allah than her whole morning's prayers. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not discouraging her from being engrossed in prayers, but he was showing her other ways where you could earn the reward without having to exert yourself to such a great extent. Then Juwayriyah radiallahu anha, Ibn Sa'd mentions that after the conquest of Khaybar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fixed an area of 80 wasaq, or gave her 80 wasaq rather, that's the equivalent, one wasaq is 124 kilos of dates, and 20 wasaq of barley. And after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to give an equal amount to all the mothers of the believers. When Umar radiallahu anhu became Khalifa, he fixed the sum of 12,000 dirhams for all the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. But for Juwayriyah and Safiyyah radiallahu anhu, he gave them half. And when they objected, he said, "No, my thinking is that the other wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they made hijrah. So because they made that sacrifice of leaving Makkah and come to Medina, I'm giving them more." However, Aisha radiallahu anha came to their defense and said, "No, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not make any such distinction. He would give everyone equal." Look at it, whatever natural rivalry there was between the co-wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, when it came to speak up for what was right, she put all of that aside. She put all of that aside and she said, "No, you need to give them equal. You need to give them equal because that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And Umar radiallahu an was big-hearted enough, and he was mature enough to say, well, okay, then I rescind my decision and I go back on my original decision. Juwayriyah radiallahu anha lived until the age of 65, and she passed away in the month of Rabiul Awwal in the year 50 after Hijrah. In the year 50 after Hijrah, approximately 45 years after the incident that led to her being married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was during the Khilafat of Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu an. And at that time, the governor of Medina was Marwan bin Hakam. And he led her funeral prayers, and she is buried in Jannatul Baqi. So that was the story of Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Juwayriyah radiallahu anha. Until next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.